Chapter 13. The Place of Death. After the fight, we went into Twala's hut. The beautiful girl, Fualata, was scared to leave Captain Good's protection, and she came with us.
"Bring the witch Gagool to me,"
Ignosi said to his guards. "What are you going to do?" I asked. "We need her help. She knows the secret of the diamonds."
"Gagool must take you to the statue called the Three Witches," said Ignosi. "We bury our dead kings there. They're taking Twala's body there now. Near the statue, there is a big hole in the ground. Many, many years ago, men took diamonds from that hole. Once a white man came to look for the diamonds. A woman tricked him and he died in the mountains. I believe he was the man we found in the cave, Dom José da Silvestra."
The guards brought Gagool in front of the new king.
"You will take these men to the diamonds, or you will die, old witch," said Ignosi.
"Die? No one can kill me. I'm old, old. I knew your grandfather's grandfathers," said Gagool. "No one can kill me."
Ignosi pointed his spear at the old witch. She fell to the ground.
"I'll take the white men to the diamonds. Don't hurt me," she cried.
Then she stood up slowly.
"It will be interesting to see the dead kings in the cave," she said with an evil laugh.
3 days later, we stood in front of the mountain with the statue of the Three Witches at the end of Solomon's Road. Guards carried Gagool on a bed, and Fualata was also with us, because she didn't want to leave Captain Good. We were very excited to be near the diamond mines, and Sir Henry hoped to find his brother. Gagool walked slowly to a narrow entrance in the side of the mountain.
"Will you come with me into the place of death?" she asked.
Gagool lit a lamp, and we followed her into the mountain. After a few minutes, we came to a very big cave. It was full of beautiful white stalactites. There was a long stone table in the center of the cave. At one end of the table, there was a gigantic statue of death. The bodies of the dead kings of the Kukuanas sat around the table. Because of the water, which fell continuously from the ceiling of the cave, the bodies were now stone. Twala's body also sat there with his head on his knees. It was a terrible sight. Gagool walked up and down beside the table. She stopped to speak to one of the dead kings as if he was an old friend. Finally, she sat down in front of the statue of death and prayed to it. "Now, Gagool," I said, "take us to the cave with the diamonds."
"Aren't you afraid?" Gagool asked with her evil laugh. "It's a very dangerous place."